It's Thursday, December 17th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Big picture lessons emerge from the SolarWinds hack, and they might not be obvious. And a Jedi update. This is the Business of Tech. Some more updates on the SolarWinds breach. The U.S. government, via the FBI and CISA, have officially confirmed the hacks. Additionally, Microsoft, FireEye, and GoDaddy have now created a kill switch for the backdoor. Using the seized command and control domain, where an infected machine tries to connect, it will be sent to the kill switch, and it will cause the malware to terminate and prevent itself from executing again. As we approach the weekend, I'm also going to direct you to a longer pair of think pieces. First, an article from Microsoft Research about the need for a VP of engineering versus a CTO for the U.S. federal government. Two statements are my highlights. Quote, in their ideal incarnation, a CTO is a visionary, a thought leader, a big picture thinker. The right CTO sees how tech can fit into the big picture of a complex organization and sits in the C-suite to integrate tech into the strategy. And, quoting again, finding the right VP of engineering is more essential than getting a high-profile CTO when a system is broken. A VP engineering is a fixer, someone who looks at a broken infrastructure with a debugger's eye and recognizes that the key to success is ensuring that the organizational and technical systems function hand in hand. And the second article from FCW, which advocates minimum standards for software and likens the approach to that of the NTSB for transportation. Quote, in the wake of the Enron debacle, Congress passed Sarbanes-Oxley, which, among other things, required the CEOs of companies to ensure that when they signed their annual financial statements, they promised they were accurate under penalty of law. This is the kind of regulation that should be required of software developers, mandated best practices around security, followed by guarantees with penalties for fraud. Why do we care? There's the big picture that I'm thinking about today, as my perspective on this incident is that we should be mining it for knowledge and education. First, that distinction between CTO and VP of engineering really struck me as it applies to service providers. Oftentimes, we lay out the value of the virtual CIO or virtual CTO for a small company, but the VP of engineering role is as important. In small companies, this is likely played by one person, but there is likely some real value in being more distinct about it. Think about the traditional service manager role being expanded to VP of engineering for customers, and the larger strategy pieces remain with a CTO. Having both as well-defined, strong offerings actually changes the value delivered considerably and upward. Next, think about the basic safety standards we're now going to be talking about for software and for IT. This is the macro version of the regulation trend that runs through the entire conversation and this podcast. Here you get a basic structure of how it will be implemented. Basic best practices requirements, then guarantees, then penalties. Both of these are good reads. You knew it would come back. The Pentagon's Jedi contract. Amazon has urged a judge to throw out the contract, stating it must, quote, be invalidated because it is the product of systematic bias, bad faith, and undue influence exerted by President Trump to steer the award away from Amazon. It called it a, quote, flawed and politically corrupted decision, end quote. The deal was temporarily halted in February, and that remains in place. The complaint focuses on four areas: a failure to evaluate proposals in accordance with solicitation, quote, blatant disparate treatment, end quote, an irrational best value decision, and improper influence and conflict of interest by President Trump into the contract process. Why do we care? Any more color about this decision in mind based on the stories of the hack? Maybe a little. That said, besides the popcorn worthiness of the story to watch Microsoft and Amazon battle it out, there remains the open question of simply who will win the trophy, because that endorsement matters to the market. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and a company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/mspradio. Obviously, one big story all this week. I'm looking for those big trends. Looking for your feedback, too. Let me know what you think. Dave at mspradio.com, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.